15 and 10. That was a Russian RS satellite. I think it was RS-12. I think I may have heard myself through that one at one time.
I thought so. I thought it was 12, 13, maybe 15 was on my mind. I don't know. I could look back at my log, my original log. I could eventually find that. Very good. Yeah, I just want to, I'm running out of time. Anyway, I was going to mention the Parker probe. That made it to the news. You know, I even saw it on CNN, but Parker solar probe. That was launched by a Delta heavy rocket. That's three Delta IV rockets bolted together 2 years back. It made it to, I think it's what, about 5 years ago? Let's see, was it 2019? I don't know, I could look. Anyway, it was launched in 2019 or 2018. And it's been orbiting the sun, and each time it goes around the sun, it gets closer and closer. And this time it got really close. They set it up to make it go under 4 million miles to the surface of the sun. It's 3.8 million miles. And they were waiting to see if they got a transmission, because this happened on the backside of the sun. So the vehicle, it's going around over 400,000 miles an hour in relation to the sun. So it did what it had to do. It got in less than 4 million miles. It's got this heat shield on. It's about 4 inches thick, made of carbon. That's the same stuff that was on the front of a space shuttle. And, the spacecraft itself, stays at room temperature. So it all worked out, and they did that on Christmas Eve, which is pretty cool. And they had to wait a few days after that to wait for the spacecraft to come out from around the sun. And they checked the transmissions, and it did successfully do what it had to do. And eventually they're going to get telemetry back and, all the science that they need from the Parker solar probe. Pretty cool. I want to find out why that corona is so hot. The surface of the sun is 10,000 degrees. How come the corona is 1 million degrees when we drop it? And for now, I'm going with the sound wave theory that I heard years ago. The sounds that are created from all these solar flares and everything that are down on the surface, they say could be so strong that it could be hitting the coronosphere so hard that it raises the temperature to a million degrees. But I'll stick with that one for now until I hear something different, and maybe the Parker solar probe will eventually tell us. Any comments? At the time, 11:05, we're coming to the end. What I say. Anyway, this is WS2N. Any comments?
No comments.
Okay, fine business, Charlie. Nice hearing from you. Anybody else before we go over to Roy?
Yeah, WB2BX. So I'm wondering if anybody has looked up. I've been too lazy to do it or calculate it. What the Doppler shift for that thing is, about 450,000 some odd miles per hour, really, which is the speed it needs to go at, not to fall into the sun, I guess. The Doppler shift must be wicked on that. I'm not sure whether they're on S-band or X-band for that. Go ahead.
I thought they were on KA band, but I'll have to check the band. But I thought they were on the KA band for their transmissions. So they probably have the capability of all three, X, KA, and KU as well. That's my guess. But, could you imagine we think of the Doppler shift with the satellites going around the Earth with the, you know, they're going 17,000 miles per hour, you know. Or the geosynchronous ones, they're in a little lower orbit, and, you know, but 400,000 miles an hour plus, you know. And this isn't the first time they've done that. There was another satellite that they did many decades ago, but this one has it beat. Anyway, thanks for checking in. Questions, Frank and you too, Charlie, and anybody else that listened. We'll try to make tomorrow night's net, club net on these repeaters at 8:30, not 8 o'clock. This net always starts at 8 o'clock. Club Net is 8:30, and that's always followed by Swap and Shop, and that's always followed by Amateur Radio Newsline, which, by the way, had a good, if anybody, you can bring it up on a computer, you bring up the last Amateur Radio Newsline, they had a great, poem, it was the night before Christmas, so, all with Amateur Radio, involved in that poem. Very well done. That was last week. Anyway, we'll turn it over to Roy, AC2GS. This has been WS2N for the SpaceNet report, final SpaceNet report for 2024. Back to you, Roy.
Thank you, Paul. Our revels now are done. Thank you for all that you do for the SpaceNet report, all that you do for the TechNet, and all that you do for the club, Paul. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I hope you'll be able to join us next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. I'll leave you with a couple of words of wisdom. Dick K2RW often ended his technical nets with the suggestion, be kind to each other. That's always good advice. And good old Epictetus said, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So please try to keep your mind open to new ideas, but not so open that your brain falls out. Because you really need your brain. Anyway, have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. A happy, healthy new year. For those who are still lighting the candles, happy Hanukkah. Everyone, stay safe and be well, and we'll talk to you in 2025. This is AC2GS, and I will sign out by saying the usual thing. Slava Ukraini.
Yeah, Roy, if you're 73, if you're still here, I'll tell you about a great book I'm reading you might get a kick out of. Go ahead.
What book would that be? I hope it isn't my least favorite astronomer.
No, I'm reading David McCullough's book on the Wright brothers, which mentions at least one name we'll all recognize, Hiram Maxim, who apparently was one of the people who told the Wright brothers they were crazy. Go ahead.
Well, everyone has bad advice, I think it was Hertz, the discoverer of the radio wave, who said it will never come to any commercial value. So just because people are famous doesn't necessarily mean, it usually means the opposite, that they're often wrong rather than right.
Yeah, well, it's apparently another, just watching the New York news streaming here, apparently another shooting in Crown Heights this evening. It's kind of fascinating. Is the engineers who were looking at flying spent all their time doing calculations and very little time experimenting with flight. And these two bicycle mechanics, with eventually some help from actual engineers succeeded in building a flyer, a practical flyer, for a total investment of about $1,000, where the federal government invested about $70,000 in a flying project and got absolutely nowhere. Another familiar name was involved in that, though not necessarily from ham radio, was Samuel Langley. Go ahead.
Well, you know, back then, there was a lot of successful tinkering. Unfortunately, although the tinkerers still remain, I don't think they've quite been that successful as the years drag on. You have to kind of understand what's going on underneath it all to kind of plumb the depths of present-day bleeding-edge technology. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes theoreticians are too busy with their equations, and sometimes practical tests are much more instructive than theoretical equation fiddling.
Anyway, yeah, fascinating story. Anyway, Sun 3, have a good night. I have to finish some things and check out for the night myself. BB2BXL. Good night as usual.
Thank you, 73. Frank, have a happy, healthy New Year.